Okay, as we're moving toward Tuesday, Election Day in Alabama, Senate 26, as we start with the primary, a runoff will come up. If it happens to be a runoff on the 15th of December, then the general election over in March. But we're talking to all of our candidates that will appear on the Democratic ballot coming up this Tuesday. And as we work through our list, we are now at Kirk Hatcher. Kirk, how are you today, sir?
Fine. Thank you, Terry, for having me.
Thank you for coming in. And I would say, unless you just kind of arrived on the scene here in Montgomery, you know who Kirk Hatcher is. He is currently our state representative for 78. Is that right?
Correct.
And we're talking about Senate 26. But just kind of in a nutshell, tell us who Kirk Hatcher is.
Oh, wow. Kirk Hatcher is Dorothy Hatcher's baby boy and only son. So that's just awesome, isn't it?
That's a good thing. Well, hang on. Let's just go sideways for a second.
Yes.
Tell me about Dorothy Hatcher.
My mom, who is a business owner, she owns Custom Creations on Atlanta Highway, has been a tailor for 50 years. Mm. And just a lover of all things good and everything decent, and who loves the Lord and loves the people, and who inculcated that in her son, a sense of service to others, and I'm grateful for my mom for that.
So
grateful
to her. You grew up here in Montgomery?
Grew up here in North Montgomery, in the Brookview Sheridan Heights community, where I still have residence, and my mother still resides, and all of the women in the community who helped raise me, and many of the men, many of whom have passed on and are now blessed memories, still holding up the banner for them to do the right thing and serve our people.
Tell us a little bit about your education. Where'd you go to high school?
Yes. I want to start with Resurrection.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Resurrection. I started at a little school there in the community from first grade and went from there to St. Jude and finished in 83. And was the first time I uprooted myself and went over to Atlanta to the great little school on, they call it on the hill. I don't know if it's on the hill, but Dr. King put us on the map for the most part, at Morehouse College, and did graduate work there at Emory University.
And then you, after you finished school, you came here, or where did you end up professionally?
There were so many moments of coming back and forth here. When I first came back shortly after graduating undergrad, came to Montgomery, came back home to primarily working here at ASU, as a special legal assistant, and then founded an organization, an economic organization, that basically was a good example of the 100 Black Men of Atlanta. And one of the defining things that we accomplished in that group is there were no African Americans on any bank boards in the city of Montgomery. And through the leadership that, thankfully, I was able to offer, we managed in probably less than 3 months to get an African-American on every bank board, save maybe one of our major service banks. And that was 23 or 24 at the time. The average age of the gentleman in the group was about 52.
Yeah.
So I was grateful that they were willing to follow. We got up to about 85 members in that group, and a lot of great things were accomplished.
Does that group still stand today?
They do not.
Yeah.
When I left to go to graduate school, it disbanded, but regrettably. But some good work was occurring at that organization.
Well, it takes a leader to do that. So we're looking now at a race coming up that's, we were just talking a second ago about this. I don't know if the right word is fatigue. We just got through with a very emotional election,
yes,
a big high, and now you take a breath, and the next thing you know, we're voting again.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we've got to encourage people not to stop now that we've got a big election. If you're in Alabama Senate 26,
yes,
and you should know that if you are in the district or not. So we'll get to that in some other form or fashion. But assuming you're in Alabama State Senate 26, the seats open now, and so we have the election coming up on Tuesday, and then there could possibly be a runoff. But the actual general election is not over till March.
March 2nd.
And by that time, the Alabama legislature will have been in session for a month or
months,
half over maybe.
Right.
And I'm assuming that whoever wins at that point will immediately take the seat in the Senate?
That would be the case.
Yeah, okay.
We would start, this is the third year, so we would start on the second Tuesday in February with the legislative session, a regular session. assuming the COVID crisis.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Won't interrupt it again.
But assuming that, so that where I'm heading with that is that you know, this is filling in a seat that is open. So it's the remainder of the term. So
correct.
Once the person, whoever is elected, they fill out the rest of this session,
that's
and
right.
then there's one more session theoretically right. next year, and then that's it. We go through the cycle again.
That's right.
So
that's right.
With all that being said, I think it's important to make sure that whoever is elected is ready to roll.
Yeah.
And so, would you be ready to go? You know, on day one, what makes you qualified for being able to step into those shoes whenever, if you are the one that's elected, that we say, okay, you're now Senator Hatcher, are you ready for that?
Absolutely, 100%. I tell you, one of the things that that allows me to say that with a lot more confidence, it has everything to do with the recent passage of our school tax. That took a great deal of back and forth negotiations across lines, politically and otherwise, you know, from different chambers, from the House chamber to the Senate. And what it taught me immediately, just in that moment, because there are other snapshots I could offer, but what it taught me is how important it is, first and foremost, to have the kind of relationships so that basically your bill, when it leaves the House, is still recognizable when it comes back to the House for concurrence. So we had to have conversations. And it helps that I also serve on joint commissions with our friends in the Senate, which means we have these working relationships on these committees that have already been formed. For example, I serve with one of our senators, Senator Jabo, on a task force for artificial intelligence. I serve on the Military Stabilization Commission that the Lieutenant Governor presides over. And I serve with Senator Smitherman as the Economic Development with co-chairs for the Democratic Legislative Caucus. So these relationships that have already been built across the House provides, I think, a wonderful opportunity to head into the Senate in that deliberative body and engage in the work of the people.
All right. We're talking to Representative Kirk Hatcher, who wants to be Senator Kirk Hatcher. We're trying to encourage people to come out and vote next Tuesday as we work through our list of candidates. Mm-hmm. And so just real quick, I want to go back to the education tax, as everybody wants to call it. We'll just call it that. That's mm-hmm. that was passed. Mm-hmm. Again, you could have skipped across that. Tell us, without being so humble about it, what was your involvement in getting that out for people to be able to vote on it?
Well, you know, and I start with this one, Terry. What my grandmama used to say, God can't use you if you're not humble. And I think in that instance, it was more, you know, telling that level of humility that you have to simply be, that I think allows some of these things to happen. And so I'm cautious about, you know, my role as important, I guess, as it may have been, bringing that legislation, because I know that in order to accomplish big things like this, there are so many pieces that would have occurred before it gets to you. But it did. And, you know, bringing that kind of legislation in an abbreviated session in the midst of what we knew at that time was now a worldwide pandemic, where none of our Democratic, with the exception of four of us from the local legislative caucus, were present to vote on this bill that required 34 votes just to get it out of the House to the Senate, was nothing short of a yeoman's task. And talk about throwing a freshman legislator over into the deep. But I would do it all over again for the purposes in which that bill offered in terms of doing what we need to do for our children. And you'll find, as many people already know, that you do not get any real reaction from Kirk Hatcher unless and until you do something that's harmful to our kids, because we have to do right by our children. And I was just happy to be the author of that bill to do what was necessary to try to get it to where it needed to be so that we can begin to offer the kind of educational experience to our young people that they deserve. So for me, it's a part of the task. I promised when I ran for this seat that one of the first things I indicated was the desire for better funding for public schools as a real option for our people in the community. I'm so grateful that somehow, you know, that, you know, this particular legislation is something that I was able to carry.
Well, other than education, and we're going to wrap in a second because I want to give you an opportunity to leave us for where we can find more information about who Kirk Hatcher is or if you have a question. But education, give us one more thing that you think that if you were the senator in Alabama 26, what is something else that we need to be aware of and that's important to you?
There's no way to talk about having a solid educational experience without connecting it to economic development. If we're going to have a better quality of life in our community, we have to start with those. And I do not see them. I do not see it as an either or. It's a both and. And I think that if we are able to create the kind of tax base in the city of Montgomery, for example, that makes it possible for me to go to a really cool restaurant and all these kinds of things without going, you know, out of the city. That everybody can participate in a better quality life experience, I believe, I really believe this, that criminal elements go down. You know, this notion of having hope out here goes up. And if we get a chance to have active participation from all of our people, because my goal, Terry, I really mean this with all my heart, I would love to be able to see what Dr. King talked a great deal about, that beloved community. To see people, you know, to come together. And I know there are, you know, rough places because, you know, we're human beings. We just do this. But I think Montgomery holds the key to, I think, the healing of this nation. And I think it's going to come back through here. I think we have a role to play. And so for me, this run for office is the chance to be an active participant in making that happen. I'm known to say, you know, in quoting James, it says faith without works is dead. So the idea now is for us to put this in action. Let's do it. We've got some people in place. Let's make this happen for them. And let's make it happen for our young people so we will not continue to mortgage them to a sense of destruction.
Amen. All right. If somebody wants more information about Kirk Hatcher, how would we get that or get in touch with you?
KirkHatcher.com.
That's pretty easy.
Can't get any easier than that.
All right, KirkHatcher.com. Well, thank you very much, sir. Remind everybody Tuesday is the election day. We encourage everyone to go out. We're talking to all six candidates that will appear on the Democratic ballot, and we'll see what happens from there. But, Kirk, we appreciate you very much for your service.
And thank you, Terry.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.